Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
There are many cliches which are quite popular among much of Christendom in the present day, which have no basis in the Scriptures. We'll look at four of them. Number one, give your heart to Jesus. The only thing that's in the heart of a man in his natural state is wickedness and sin, and the Lord has plainly stated that sin is the very thing which has separated us from Him. When the Scripture speaks of the heart, it has reference to the innermost desires and intentions of men, and the Lord indicated that it was the seat and fountain of man's sin. Nowhere in any of the preaching of the gospel by the Lord or His disciples does anyone ask men to give the Lord their hearts. The heart of a man needs to be changed by a work of saving grace, not presented as some offering. Number two, the plan of salvation. This is a cliche which has deep roots in the mechanism of soul winning. The common mindset is that God has laid out this wonderful plan for men to obtain salvation by simply following a few simple steps. A plan represents an unfinished project. One of the underlying errors of the idea of the plan of salvation is that God has a part and man has a part in it, and together salvation becomes a reality. Man doesn't need a plan, he needs a solution. The preaching of the gospel is about that solution, the finished work of Christ. He will draw men to himself. None of the apostles ever asked men if they wanted to be saved. But when the gospel was preached in the power of the Holy Ghost, those whom the Lord had awakened often asked the apostles what to do. Number three, he got saved. We hear this so often that few people ever stop to even think about it. No one in the Scripture ever refers to having been brought to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ by such terminology. In fact, the concept of getting saved is foreign to the Holy Writ. The Scripture refers to salvation as something we have been appointed to receive, something we have been given, and something that we shall have in the future. But it nowhere refers to salvation as something man gets. Number four, make him Lord of your life. One thing that we're certain of is that he is the Lord of our lives, with or without our permission. Does Christ work in you?